Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell got a boost for his bid to bring a Supreme Court nominee to the floor. Utah Republican Mitt Romney says he would support moving forward, all but assuring a vote will take place soon. McConnell today said Democratic threats won't stop a vote.
They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to make D.C. a state, Puerto Rico a state, pack the Supreme Court. All these threats have been out there for months. What we do know is what the job is right now. The job right now is for this well-qualified nominee, which I expect we'll see on Saturday, to be processed in committee and brought to the floor and voted on.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine says she will vote against any Trump nominee, and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski has said she's against confirming a new justice before the election. But those GOP desertions alone are insufficient to prevent majority Republicans from pushing a Trump choice through. Several consultants working on the crash program to develop a coronavirus vaccine have financial ties to companies involved in the COVID-19 response. Presents potential conflicts of interest, according to new records released by House Subcommittee. NPR's Sydney Lumpkin has more.
Operation Warp Speed is the Trump administration's push to make a coronavirus vaccine in record time. Its chief scientific advisor is former pharmaceutical executive Moncef Slaoui. He has GlaxoSmithKline investments, and he's allowed to hang on to them. That's even though GlaxoSmithKline is receiving $2.1 billion in federal funding to work on a coronavirus vaccine. He called the stock his retirement and promised to donate any excessive profits to the National Institutes of Health. But a House subcommittee released documents Tuesday showing he doesn't have to do that while he's alive. The subcommittee also found three other Operation Warp Speed consultants with potential financial conflicts. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The U.S. House has passed a number of bills on suicide prevention with wide support. NPR's Rita Chatterjee reports one particular piece of legislation could transform how Americans access care during mental health crises.
The National Suicide Hotline Designation Act aims to make 988 the new three-digit crisis hotline. Bob Gebbia heads the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
We love the idea of a three-digit number, easy to remember, right? Similar to the 911, you know, for other emergencies. This would be the 988 for emotional crises and emergencies.
He says the new legislation, if signed into law, will provide the funding to make this a reality, making it much easier for people in crisis to seek help. The FCC, which last year designated 988 as the number for the crisis line, aims to have it up and running by July 2022. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. Iran's president sounded defiant today as he addressed UN General Assembly members. As NPR's Michelle Kalaman reports, the speech comes just days after the U.S. claimed to have snapped back all UN sanctions.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country is grappling with harsh sanctions, but speaking through an interpreter, he says he won't bow to pressure.
The United States can impose neither negotiations nor war on us. Life is hard under sanctions. However, harder is life without independence.
In his speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump touted his decision to pull out of the nuclear deal and reimpose sanctions. Some of America's closest allies, though, say the latest U.S. move to bring back UN sanctions wasn't valid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Officials in Los Angeles are blaming the rapid spread of a major wildfire there on a lack of firefighting resources in the hours immediately after it ignited. The Bobcat Fire, which erupted in the Southern California mountains, has become one of the biggest fires in Los Angeles County history, burning for some 2 weeks now and continuing to threaten homes and businesses. Officials say at least 29 homes and other buildings have been destroyed, though they expect that number to grow. With dozens of other major fires burning across the West, fire crews and equipment have been stretched thin. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 140 points to close at 27,288. The Nasdaq rose 184 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed up 34 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.